Somalia's powerful Islamist movement said today that UN endorsement of an African peacekeeping force will add fuel to the fire in the Horn of Africa nation. Meanwhile, the UN is also working on an $18 million relief fund to help victims of recent flooding. Paul Anthem reports.
The interim government of President Abdullahi Yusuf, whose aspirations of restoring central rule to Somalia were dented by the rise of the Islamists this year, welcomed the prospect of military support. The UN approved the deployment despite fears it may draw foreign jihadists into Somalia. Islamists have increasingly used peacekeeping plans as a rallying cry and view the resolution as being openly pro-government. The current unrest in Somalia, which has its roots in the overthrow of long-time dictator Mohamed Siad Barre 15 years ago, is also compounding the suffering of recent flood victims. The UN has also been discussing an $18 million relief fund to help the victims of the floods. At least 116 people have died from flooding since October, and there are no emergency or rescue services because of the conflict. UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Somalia is Eric LaRocque. He spoke more about the problems facing the relief effort.
900,000 people that could be affected at the end of the day. And this is quite a lot of people, especially when there is no road. Even in normal time, there is no road in Somalia. Nothing has been taken care for in the last 15 years, starting with the roads.
The scale of the humanitarian crisis is highlighted by the fact that a total of 1.8 million people have been affected by the floods across the whole of East Africa, a region where most people live on less than a dollar a day. I'm Paul Anthem.